Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
In celebration of the Ghana Lottery Company Limited's 20th anniversary and Ghana's 50th independence, we bring to you our Lotto Super 6 2050 promotion. Starting July 25 through September 3, simply purchase $1,000 on a single Super 6 ticket and get a coupon. Or $2,000 and get three coupons for a chance to win 20 fantastic prizes of a Kia Rio 2016 car, LG 55-inch smart LED TVs, Jiling scooters, Apple MacBooks, Samsung S7 phones, 50th Jubilee 18 karat gold pin, food vouchers, Apple iPads, or one bottle of Eldorado 50-year Grand Special Reserve Rum. So, play Lotto Super 6 for your chance to win in our 2050 promotion. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
When last we were in Murundoy, the Thomases had visited the Moors to discuss the preparations for the night before Divine and Ryan's wedding. There was no consensus as Monica wanted a multicultural affair. Lawrence suggested a fusion of drumming, while Ignatius preferred a party with plenty liquor and women. Things became heated and Ignatius insulted Lawrence and his family and stormed out. Eventually, Ryan and Divine disclosed that they wanted nothing on the eve of their wedding. They also decided that they would rent an apartment until their house was finished, as they didn't want to live with either of their parents. As we return to Murundoy, Ryan is about to speak with his father.
Dad, I need to talk to you.
Yes, Ryan. What's your problem?
I was really upset with the things you said when we were at Divine's home.
Upset with me talking the truth?
Dad.
Did I lie about them being poor and the place smelling like chicken dung and
You have to consider Divine's feelings.
I would hope that she would count herself lucky for you getting her out of an awful situation.
Wow.
You know, if she wasn't pretty, I wouldn't encourage you to marry her.
Dad.
What?
Look, thank you for everything you've done for the wedding so far. And I appreciate that you are able to give me the life I have had. But
what?
Look, I thought long and hard about this, and I think it's for the best.
What?
I think you should stay away from the wedding.
Inside.
Coming.
Morning, James.
Sister Patsy. Morning.
I hope I can catch you at a bad time.
No, it's all right.
Your assistant ain't working today?
Coming in half day. So what's this about?
I had a few ideas for the next village council meeting.
Okay, so why not wait until we meet?
Well, you know, it's good to bounce things off people before.
Look, I don't want any of the councillors thinking I'm in cahoots or showing favor to anyone in particular.
Oh, well, it's funny that you would say that.
Funny? Why?
I've noticed some closeness between you and a particular councillor.
What are you getting at, Sister Patsy?
Let's not get into that right now. Just hear my idea.
What?
I think those of us who are in favor of the plan of action for regional development should start planting the idea in the people out there.
I don't think that is the way to go.
But we have a majority. And if we were able to convince Monica, then we should be able to convince the others.
Well,
the only person I see not budging is Ignatius. And even he, we could come up with a strategy for.
Look, we really should be discussing this at our next meeting.
All right, as you wish. I just thought I'd bounce my idea off you.
Well, thanks.
But before I go, I have to warn you, James.
What?
That young woman, Catalina Lewis, seems like trouble.
Okay.
I see what the appeal is. She's a smooth, good-looking young woman with wide hips and big butt.
Sister Patsy, I don't know why we are discussing this.
You need to keep in mind that girl has a history. I mean, you hear how Ignatius described what he used to do with
you. I still don't see what any of this has to do with me.
James, I got eyes and everybody else on the village council got eyes.
And this is news.
I notice how you're always talking with you. Meeting would be over and the 2 years still stand up gaffing.
So it's a crime now to talk to people.
Then the other day after the meeting, you drop your home.
It's also a crime to care about the safety of a young woman. You know she lives over in Better Harvest and all the streets are not well lit as yet. I was doing a kind gesture.
I don't think Catalina would have any issues getting home by herself. And to besides, I'm sure she has one or two other gentlemen that she can call if she wants to drop home.
Well, well.
You have to keep in mind that you're a married man and the village chairman. We all know that you and June had problems before with your infidelity, and I'm sure you don't want to head down the path again.
Sister Patsy, I think you are out of line. I don't know where you get off thinking you can come into my clinic and make pronouncements on my life. You of all people.
Like I hit a nerve.
Listen, do not come back to my clinic unless it has to do with business. And as far as I know, you don't have any animals. So it means stay away. If it's village council business, we will talk about it at the meeting.
James, I didn't mean
to... Please leave.
If you have nothing to hide, you won't carry on like this.
What you are implying is ridiculous and insulting.
You think other people on the board are not going to look at you and that young lady and make assumptions? I'm just giving you a fair warning. But as usual, the Good Samaritan always gets shut down.
Goodbye, Sister Patsy.
How can you tell me your own father to stay away from your wedding, Ryan? Not to mention all the money I spent already.
I could repay you if that's what you want.
With what? The money I put in those accounts for you? Everything you have is because of me. How ungrateful can you be to not want your own father at your wedding? You're my only son, and there is nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Dad, I'm just tired of your attitude, man. You just can't keep on going around insulting people and talking about the vine and our family. You just keep pushing people away.
All those people you're talking about aren't your blood. I'm your family.
All right, I hear you.
I have never been so insulted in my life.
Look, I just don't want any drama at the wedding. For the vine's sake.
So this was what that little... This was our idea.
It wasn't.
Start already. So let me tell you something. If you allow that girl to run circles around you, you might as well consider your life over.
It wasn't her suggestion.
I refuse to believe that this was your idea, not my son.
Dad.
You tell her. I will be at the wedding and tell her I will be bringing a guest with me.
Sister Patsy? Are you feeling well?
Yes, Nurse June, I'm fine.
So why did you want to see me?
You need to speak to your husband. Since he get this new village chairman work like the power gone to your head.
I don't understand.
You should hear how the ma speak to me. The next thing was for he to start oinking and looking like them pigs he does look after.
What happened with you and James?
I just thought I would give him a piece of advice concerning the village council. And you should hear how this man behave on me. I feel so bad because I never expected that from him.
Sister Patsy, you and I know that James won't speak to you like that unless he was provoked.
Let me tell you something, June. They have young women out there who just sharking for people's husband. You understand why I'm telling you? These men don't always see what's coming towards them. Because the weak.
What has this got to do with James or me?
You take sense out of what I say and put two and two together. You're not a stupid woman. Keep an eye on your husband.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. I hope it's my daughter calling for such a sendy little money. Hello?
Hi, dear.
Ignatius, is what you calling me for?
Listen, don't I know. Yeah. I know right now me and you ain't seeing eye to eye concerning this party. But outside of that, I consider you a friend.
What you want, Ignatius? I am not joining you.
This has nothing to do with business. All pleasure, baby.
It's not too many men I just refuse, but I'm refusing you.
Lady, listen.
Until you cut the thing, you're off limits.
I was wondering if you would be my date at my son's wedding.
What?
I'm asking you to be my date at my son's wedding.
Ignatius, you're a cruel man.
What?
Thank you for playing a terrible joke on me, but I'm not falling for it.
Patsy, it's no joke. I want you on my arms. Day after the wedding, we should be more people talking about.
Oh, my mama. You're serious, Ignatius?
Very serious. And if you like, I would buy your outfit and everything.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Then it's settled then. You will be my date.
Something smells good.
My famous chicken soup.
How long were it gone?
Just a few minutes.
Great. I'm starving.
Me too.
How was your day?
Well, it was interesting. I got a visit from Sister Patsy. She said she came to talk to you and you insulted her.
What?
James, is there something happening on the village council that I should know about?
Like what?
Sister Patsy warned me about somebody looking at you and that I must keep an eye on you.
June, I can't believe you're taking anything that woman says seriously. You know how conniving she is.
Yes, I know.
I can assure you, you have nothing to worry about.
Well, actually, Sister Patsy is not the first person to tell me to keep an eye on you because of the village council.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dinah said something to the same effect.
Well, well.
I know that young woman, Kathleen, is on the village council, and she's very attractive.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with me?
I know your weaknesses, James.
Look, since we went through counseling, have I ever given you cause for concern? Have you ever had to worry about another woman?
Well, no.
So why are you doubting me now? June, please. Have some faith in me.
Yeah, you're right. Look, I'm sorry. I don't know why I would let Sister Patsy get to me.
Spiteful and wicked. That's all she is.
Well, you know what? Let's not worry about her anymore.
June, please don't let people tell you nonsense. You're my wife, and I'm here because I love you. There is no other woman who can ever take your place. None.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
In celebration of the Ghana Lottery Company Limited's 20th anniversary and Guyana's 50th independence, we bring to you our Lotto Super 6 2050 promotion. Starting July 25 through September 3, simply purchase $1,000 on a single Super 6 ticket and get a coupon. Or $2,000 and get three coupons for a chance to win 20 fantastic prizes of a Kia Rio 2016 car, LG 55-inch smart LED TVs, Jiling scooters, Apple MacBooks, Samsung S7 phones, 50th Jubilee 18 karat gold pin, food vouchers, Apple iPads, or one bottle of Eldorado 50-year Grand Special Reserve Rum. So, play Lotto Super 6 for your chance to win in our 2050 promotion. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, It will be B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.